Hello, are you calling to cancel your account?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty, can you please provide me with the email address that was used?
My address was 940 Sunset Boulevard.
No, your email address.
Oh, my email.
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am, I actually had a question because
Go ahead.
I went to just, I guess this is the website that is giving me the name of the charge they're charging me on my car. Like in April, I did a search for property, what is it called? Property documents. And I was just looking at my transactions, and it looks like they're charging me $9.95 for the month of May and June. So I don't know if this is something they charge me, the fee just one time on April 4th. But like I said, they keep charging me $9.95 every month. I don't know why.
All righty, well, I'll be happy to assist you with that. Can you provide me with the email address that you used?
Vallejo, V A L L E J O dot I V at gmail.com.
You said VAL.
EJO82 dot IV at gmail.com.
Okay. Okay. I got the VALEJO. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Is it that I've got, you said 82? Okay.
That I, yeah, 82 that IV.
I'm not locating that email address in the system. I got VALEJO82. Is it under another email address or under someone else's name?
No, ma'am, that's the only one I have. If I
Okay.
use, it will be that one.
All righty. What's your first and last name? Spell it for me.
Maria Garcia.
Maria. And spell your last name.
Garcia, GARCIA.
All righty, Miss Garcia, give me one moment. Let me see if I can locate you in the system. Let's see, Miss Maria.
Can you do it by the address, ma'am? Like the property address?
No, ma'am. It would, if you went online to that website to use the services that they provide, you would have had to use an email address to actually set up the account. Let's see. I'm not seeing that email address in the system. Give me one moment. Not associated with your name. Let's see. I'll go back. I do have several Maria Garcias, but not under the email address that you said it was.
Yeah, like I said, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. Is why are they charging these every month? This was just like
Yes,
one-time fee.
because when you went online to that website, you do have a certain length of time to cancel. And when it was not canceled within that time frame, then it automatically enrolls you into a volume discount package. So that's what you're being billed for, a volume discount package. Let me see. Ooh, my internet is moving very slowly. Let's see.
Does that just call for the credit card? I just call and asking them about these charges.
Mm-hmm.
I said I have no way to contact them. It was just like one time fee that they charge. I just did it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to figure out if this is where I done it with you guys or.
That was an online website. We
property documents.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to see if I can, if they can subscribe me or.
Yes, ma'am.
Get charged every month.
Give me one moment because my website is loading up so slow. I have no idea what is going on with it. Mm-hmm. All righty. Miss Maria, you said, I'm not seeing it. When did you first go online and use that service? What month?
It was on April the 4th, I believe.
April? All right, April?
The same day, they charged me like a couple fees, you know, like a dollar and then.
Correct.
But it was that. It was that only one day that I submitted the information or whatever, did the request. And I was just, like I said, I was just now looking at my transactions. And
yeah.
I just realized that they charged me for the month of May and June, $9.95.
Okay. I only see, I have several Maria Garcias in here, but none of those emails...
I don't even have my emails. I erase them all. Because I only receive basically a picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of the property. That's about it. But I have not received nothing else from there. It was just, like I said, it was just like a one time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this was the day that I did it. It was on April 4th.
That email address you gave me, is it at yahoo.com or gmail.com?
It's gmail.com. So, ma'am, if I was to cancel it on my phone, how do I do that? Like, if I go on the website, you know, for the property records, it's not giving me any options unless I search for property records?
Mm-hmm. Well, we act as a customer service for those online websites. Only thing I see is, I see a Maria Garcia 19703, 7032 at Yahoo. I have a Maria Garcia. I have ALE23LEMUS. At gmail.com. That's Maria Garcia. And then the only other Maria Garcia I have with a account is Maria Garcia MUGG at gmail.com.
Because, ma'am, like I said, I use my car. That's why I'm giving you my name. Because this is what they charge me with my car. But the property is under someone else's name. It's under my husband's name. So would you think it would be under his name?
If who went online to establish their account and used it?
Me, but I use my car, so I'm giving you my...
You use your card? Phone. Okay, let me see.
And I did this on my phone. I use all my information.
All right, give me the last four digits of the card that's billed.
0412.
Let me see if I can locate you that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the card is in your name or his?
Yeah, that's my name, Maria I. Garcia.
Okay. Let me see if I can locate it that way. Well, Miss Maria, unfortunately, your name is not popping up in the system associated with that card. I don't see a Maria Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Well, I don't know what else to do because, like I said, on the charges, it says propertyrec.co, I guess, .com. So mm-hmm. when I did a search for that name,
right.
it comes up. You know, I got your number from here, from the Georgia Property Records, that's what I'm calling
mm-hmm.
right now.
Okay, well, we are, like I said, we're a third-party call center. The only thing we assist with is counseling those accounts. But I'm not locating I'm not even pulling up your name with the last four digits of the card that you gave me. It's not even pulling
mm-hmm.
up your name.
Okay, that's weird.
You can get in contact with your card company. And they can assist you with that.
Yeah, I just called them, like, right before I called you, I had called them, tell them
just,
about this.
Well, just tell them you contacted someone in customer service, and they are not locating that card in your, you know, anything associated with your name concerning those charges, and they are the ones that will counsel it for you. They will take care of it for you.
Yeah, I just called him and to, you know, dispute the transaction, but
mm-hmm.
he suggested to call, you know, this property tax document to unsubscribe because he said that probably, you know, they got me or something.
I do apologize. Yeah, I've gone through everything looking for you. As I said, you gave me the last four digits of the card, but the card is not even pulling up your name.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, I'll see what else I can do. But
all right, I do apologize, but thank you for calling customer support.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.